listen to missionary Richard Yerby in Japan as he preaches, Whom Then Should I Fear?
Whom then should I fear? For the sake of your own eternal welfare, listen carefully to the Lord Jesus Christ speaking in the first person in the Holy Bible, Gospel according to Matthew, chapter 10, verse 28, ever so clearly commanding and warning us with these grave words, quote, And fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul. But rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell. End quote. It behooves us to keep in mind that this speaks of an eternal killing, an eternal death of never-ending torments in flaming fire. Here our Creator and Judge ever so clearly tells us whom to fear and whom not to fear. But in typical lukewarm Laodicean church member fashion, we get these two backwards. Presently, such a reversed mindset is most prevalent amongst us lukewarm Laodicean Christians. I personally need salvation from this grave fault, and I greatly desire that salvation and desire to be an overcomer. Fellow Christian believer, please pray for me regarding that most grave matter. Because this reverse mindset is prevalent amongst us, the fallen statements in large, bold print fly through the emails amongst us fearful Laodicean Christians. Quote, very scary, end quote, referring not to God Almighty, but rather to the enclosed news or video of people killing people and of those murderers' plans to rapidly increase their slaughter. They're coming for us next is the gist of it. But our Lord clearly commands us, and fear not them which kill the body. I now pray, Lord Jesus, please have mercy upon us to help us obey this ever so important command of thine. Amen. Repeatedly, God's holy scriptures command us to fear God, and just as repeatedly throughout his holy Bible, our Lord speaks ever so reassuringly to us believers, saying, Fear not. In regard to a host of other things that are natural for the natural man to fear, mainly physical death and the danger or possibility of physical death being nigh at hand. You diligently search out and meditate upon scripture portions containing such words as fear God, the fear of the Lord. Put them in fear, O Lord. The fear of man bringeth a snare. Now listen to a quote from another Laodicean church mail, written words that will naturally bring fear of humans that kill our body. Quote, Nuclear Armageddon, a biblical World War III for America. 40 minutes of terror. Live those moments now. Interrupting this quote, my comment is, sure, why wait for the real thing? Why, it's exciting beyond measure to traumatize ourselves by staring at movie picture terror. Now continuing to quote, as I watched this, I unexpectedly felt ill. End quote. My question to that person is, just what spiritual benefit did you derive from being put through that ill feeling? Did it cause you to hunger and thirst after righteousness, ever so determined to live a more holy, pure, upright, righteous life, knowing that your righteous Creator God is soon to judge you in righteousness? Did it set your soul on fire to constantly go out in public amongst the human race around you, calling on them to repent to God and to trust in the Savior Jesus Christ? Did it cause you to yearn to constantly abide with sweet Jesus without the camp out amongst the human race located around you, gladly bearing Jesus' reproach as you fish for men? Did it cause you to yearn to go with the good shepherd, seeking lost sheep? In just what way did God get any glory from you unexpectedly, feeling ill from watching the terror of man who can kill the body? What benefit, gain, profit, or any kind of good or betterment did you derive from watching it? To just what end, for what purpose is this invitation to me to spend 40 minutes of my ever so short earthly pilgrim journey watching 40 minutes of terror drama on a glowing screen put on by professional actors and actresses, I suppose? By doing so, am I redeeming the time as God our judge calls upon us to do? I shake my head disgustingly, saying, 40 minutes of terror. And as I muse on that profound statement, the Holy Spirit brings to my mind a certain scripture portion, including the word terror. It is found in the New Testament book of 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 11. Quoting God's eternal Holy Bible now, "Knowing therefore the terror of the Lord, we persuade men," end quote. Now listen to the scripture previous to that to get the background for this. Verse 10 reads, "For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that everyone may receive the things done in his body, according to that he hath done, whether it be good or bad," end quote. At that great and terrible judgment day, our righteous Creator God will burn up all that we Christians did in our body while on earth that amounts to nothing more than wood, hay, and stubble. Just how terribly that fire will scorch our beings on judgment day is yet to be seen. On that great day, we will come to fully know the meaning of God's warning found in the book of Hebrews, chapter 10, verse 31. Quote, "It is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God," end quote. Also on that great judgment day, we Christian believers will be ever so horrified to see our hands dripping with the blood of the lost souls we were in the presence of while living on earth, having opportunity to warn them to flee God's wrath to come. But instead, we kept silent, being a mute watchman, because we lacked the spiritual courage to face their wrath against us if we call on them to repent to God their Creator and to trust in the Savior Jesus Christ to save them. Likely on judgment day, we will face them in their doomed state, and their wrath against us will be multiplied untold fold over as they ferociously berate us for fearing such a tiny, insignificant being as them, when we should have known the full extent of the terror of the Lord Jesus Christ, so that we would have gone all out trying to persuade them to repent in order to be saved from this great day of wrath, which we knew was certainly coming. Quoting again, "Knowing therefore the terror of the Lord, we persuade men," end quote. That is the precise God-ordained response we are to have upon coming to know the terror of Almighty God who created us. We should naturally hasten to go out into the highways and hedges to persuade all souls around us to repent. I now lift up my heart in prayer. Almighty and terrible Lord of hosts, our Creator God, right now, set our hearts afire with a burning desire to search out and to thus gain a fullness of the knowledge of thy terror that is upon creatures that rebel against thee. May we fully obey thy guidance to abide with thee without the camp, out in public, Lord Jesus, amongst the human race, bearing thy reproach by singing praise to thee, reading thy holy Bible, and calling on lost sinners to repent in order to flee thy wrath that is presently falling upon our sin-laden nation, and soon will fully be poured out upon unrepentant sinners on Judgment Day. Amen. I am an Alabama farm boy who has lived in Japan for the past 50 years, lifting ever so highly the Savior of mankind, the Lord Jesus Christ, calling on Japanese Buddhists and Shintoists to forsake their many idols, repent, and come to Christ to be saved to the utmost. By God's great grace, I buffet myself to constantly abide with Christ without the camp, out in public, glorifying Him with my voice, salient prayers printed onto my shirts, jackets and vests that I wear, and on banners and such that I display. My friend, that causes me to feel ever so good with joy unspeakable and full of glory, with God's love, joy, peace, victory, and assurance flooding my soul. Are there any other Christians in this present day lukewarm Laodicean church interested in passing each day like that? Why should I want to instead watch 40 minutes of terror in a man-made moving picture which brings an ill feeling upon me? The height of vanity and spiritual insanity that be. Please read my missionary stories and newsletters and my autobiography on my website. That URL is christisall.us. Separate those three words with two dashes. Christ-is-all.us. My friend, know assuredly that you exist because Jesus Christ created you as an eternal soul that will never cease to exist. Your Creator God loves you. He died on the cross for your sins, and He is coming again soon to judge and to rule.